Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for you that is a very big deal. It is a very big deal, so don't chicken out when we read it. Okay, everyone? In fact, today's story is called Chicken Big. Chicken Big was written by Keith Graves, and it is read today by Mommy and Finnick? Oh, Philip. Well, you never can tell who it's going to be. I'm glad that you are here with me, Philip. Are you ready for your story? Mm-hmm. Here we go. On a teeny little farm, in an itty bitty coop, a very small hen laid a big, humongous egg. Whoop! It says. The egg began to shake. The egg began to quake. Out popped a big, humongous chick.
What is it?
Crowed the little rooster.
It's big,
clucked the small chicken.
It's enormous,
clucked the smaller chicken.
It's an elephant,
peeped the smallest chicken. Now, she was not the sharpest beak in the flock.
He's too big to stay in our itty-bitty coop,
crowed the little rooster.
Much, much too big,
clucked the small chicken.
He'll break the floor,
clucked the smaller chicken.
Indoor elephants are dangerous,
squawked the smallest chicken.
I don't feel like an elephant,
thought the big chick. And we can even see what he's thinking to himself.
I wish I were a chicken.
But he is a chicken, right? Oh dear. The next day, an acorn fell and conked the smallest chicken on the head.
The sky is falling,
she peeped.
Run for your lives!
So the chickens ran for their lives. It says.
Don't worry,
said the big, humongous chick.
It's only an acorn. They're actually quite tasty.
Oh. The other chickens are not sure what to say to that.
He must be a squirrel.
I don't think elephants eat acorns,
said the little rooster.
I heard they only eat popcorn.
What?
Clucked the small chicken. I don't know.
Maybe he's not an elephant,
clucked the smaller chicken. And the smallest chicken looked closely at the big, humongous chick.
Ah, my mistake,
she peeped.
A squirrel,
thought the big, humongous chick, because he's trying to figure out, what? I can't possibly be a squirrel. Later on, the smallest chicken was pecking for worms when a raindrop splatted on top of her head.
The sky is leaking,
she peeped.
We'll all drown. Run for your lives.
And the chickens ran for their lives again. Off they go.
Relax,
said the big, humongous chick.
It's only rain. Come, stand under my wings and you will stay dry.
I've never seen a squirrel do that,
crowed the little rooster, because the little chick is holding his arms out.
You mean the big chick?
The big chick is holding his little wings out, and all of the chickens are standing underneath him, and they're reassessing the situation. Not very squirrelish at all, clucked the small chicken.
Squirrels don't keep you dry in the rain, clucked the smaller chicken.
I see what you're saying, peeped the smallest chicken,
and that chicken says,
apparently he's an umbrella.
These are not bright chickens,
thought the big chick. And after a while, a chilly wind began to blow.
Someone has put the world into a refrigerator,
peeped the smallest chicken.
We're all going to freeze. Run for your lives and bark, 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 bark.
But they didn't get far.
Don't panic,
said the big, humongous chick.
It's only the north wind. Stand behind me and I will protect you.
And the chickens all felt much better.
An umbrella would have turned inside out in this wind,
crowed the little rooster. Oh, so he must not be an umbrella then, huh?
Yeah. He's not inside out as far as I can tell,
clucked the small chicken.
I'm all warm and comfy now,
clucked the smaller chicken.
Only one thing makes me feel this way,
peeped the smallest chicken.
A sweater! Plainly this fellow is a sweater.
Sweaters aren't alive.
This is getting ridiculous,
thought the big, humongous chick. At nap time, the little chickens returned to the coop and found all their eggs were gone.
We've been robbed,
crowed the little rooster.
By an egg burglar,
clucked the small chicken.
Woe is me,
clucked the smaller chicken.
Woe is me too,
peeped the smallest chicken, and all the chickens began to boo hoo hoo. But the big, humongous chick saw a sneaky red fox carrying the eggs into his den a mile away.
Oh, no, you don't.
And with three giant hop, hop, hops, the big, humongous chick caught up to the fox just as he was about to make himself a scrambled egg supper.
Yikes,
said the fox.
A hippopotamus.
I don't think so,
said the big, humongous chick. But you are a naughty thief. And the frightened fox ran away with his tail between his legs, having lost all interest in poultry. And in no time, the big chick was stomping back to the coop with the missing eggs.
Our babies,
cried the happy little chickens.
Our hero,
they all clucked.
I knew it all along, crowed the little rooster. He's no elephant.
He's definitely not a squirrel,
clucked the small chicken.
He's surely no umbrella,
clucked the smaller chicken.
Clearly, he couldn't be a sweater,
peeped the smallest chicken.
Only one thing could be so smart and so kind and so warm and so brave. A cow.
What? No.
Oh, good grief.
No,
shouted the others. He's a chicken. And the big, humongous chick was thrilled to find out he was a chicken after all.
Oh, thank goodness, he said. Now I can move back into the coop.
Actually, it's rather small coop, crowed the little rooster.
It's itty bitty, clucked the small chicken. Teensy weensy, clucked the smaller chicken. But we'll make room,
peeped the smallest chicken. And in the picture, we can see the humongous chick is only halfway in the coop, right? Mm-hmm. The other half of him is just dangling out. And none of the other chicks are actually inside the coop. They're all now squatting on top of the coop because they cannot fit inside. And it looks like he might also be quite a snorer because even we can see. Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, we can see.
It fills up a whole page.
It's true. We can see the other chickens do not look excited about the situation. He still sounds like an elephant, says the rooster. And there you have it, my friends. Some chicken big for you. And it is also... What do you got to say?
Dan.
And?
Hope you can dance for another show tomorrow.
And if you can, my friends, be sure to follow us and give us a good rating. That will really help us so other people can find us too. And that is also the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.